us to come and have a moment to reflect on your word. Here we are, O Lord, and speak in a manner that you can connect with you and live the life that is worthy your calling. And to thee we release ourselves. For this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Be seated. It is yet another wonderful morning, and being the first Sunday of the month of May, that the Lord God has given us an opportunity to come and be together in this worship. We thank God for the fact that He has brought us from January. The year has continued to unfold, and we have enjoyed a walk with the Lord. And therefore, brothers and sisters, there is nothing that we can take for granted. We thank God that we are the way we are out of His mercies. My reflection this morning, as you know, the Bible is one big story with many stories and many characters and many themes. I would like to share with you the whole question of living a life that counts for God. Desiring to live a life that counts for our Almighty. Because we are not the way we are out of our own making. And we need to be accountable. And we need to be grateful and thankful for the Father the Lord has brought us. And therefore, it's our desire at all time. And when we talk about the life that is countable to the Almighty, is the whole question of being dependable, the dependability that the Lord can depend on us. We are where we are because of His own reasons. You are holding the possession that you are holding so that you may give an account. And therefore, to be counted means God and others can depend on you. Because you are not where you are out of your own making. You are where you are. You are holding what you are holding. You are possessing what you are possessing. Because there is another power or another reason why the Lord has put you where you are. And therefore, when you talk about numbers, because we have to live a life that is actually, that we need to be countable, whatever we do, wherever we are. In the book of Numbers, where we have read, those who started the journey from the slavery to go to the promised land, the number is well documented. It was about 600 of men and women who started their journey. But we are being told only two people out of 600. So the number was high. The number that was counted is indicated. But by the end of the day, those that were able to make it, it's only two. Meaning, when you talk about the number, God does not work with the number. God does not work with the multitude. God works with every soul, every individual who is ready to be used of the Lord. A life that counts. Are you a father in the family? Are you a mother? Are you a member? Are you a believer? Desiring to live a life that counts. That on daily basis, we need to give an account. Remember the three kinds of person that live in you. There is the person that you think you are. And there is the person other things that you are. And there is the person that you are. Therefore, it's upon me and you to stand up and be counted. In one person, we have three persons who live in one person. The person at one given time you think you are. And the other person that people think about you. And there is the person that you are. And therefore, for to desire to live a life that counts for God, we have to desire to know who we are. Because we have to give an account. Remember, it takes nothing to join the cloud, but it takes everything to stand alone. There comes a time for you to be counted and to give an account. You may find yourself a time being all alone. And remember, the greatest courage in the world is courage to follow your heart. Many a times we fail to be counted by the one who matters when we want to be like any other person. Living a life that counts for God. There comes a time you may find yourself all alone. And remember, even this life that we live is all about you. Remember, tough times never last, but tough people do. Because issues keep changing. But it's upon you and upon me, at my level, at your level, at all time, to rise up to the occasion to be counted. We may be in a group, we are in a crowd, but remember, brothers and sisters, there will come a time that you give an account. Your life counts. Psalms number 90, verses number 12. Help us to number our days. The Lord is looking for men that he can count on. A number was counted of 600 people. But remember, even when Moses sent some people to go and explore the land, the number was big. And out of 12, only two people who brought promising report. The number of 10 and the number of 2 is upon me and upon you to desire to know where we fit in. It's only in God that we discover our origin. It's only in God that we can actually identify and discover our identity, our meaning, our purpose, and our significance. And we have to learn to speak the language of our destination. We have been called. We are many. We belong. But the Lord wants you at your individual level to desire to discover your identity. You are not others. You are you who you are. And you need to rise up to the occasion. The Lord is calling men and women who can rise up to be counted. That people can depend on you. Wherever you are, whatever you do. Every other path leads to a dead end. But let us desire to know our destination. Let us speak the language of our destination. Desire to go beyond limits. This life is temporary. You are not here forever. It's not about the duration. It's the donation that you give that short moment. The Lord is calling upon us. I don't know how many years before the Lord promoted me and you to go to higher glory. But the moment that you have been given, this life is temporary. And the Lord wants to count on you. He has chosen you among other people. The book of Numbers is the whole of countable and being uncountable. Being countable and uncountable. Can the Lord count on you? Are you accountable even in that family that you belong? Are you countable even in the position that you are holding? We tend to blame other people. We tend to talk about other people. But here is so much about myself and about you. The Lord, the life, desire to live. Arrive that count for God. It's not about all about you. Being countable. Because many a times we do things and they don't look at us and wonder, are we countable? It is the account of Israelite living desert. The book, the entire book of Numbers, the one that we have read, is about the life of the Israelite from Sinai to Canaan. And several census were done. But among the many, only two people that the Lord could account for. Emphasize two censuses which was done, but by the end of the day, looking at the scenarios and the incident that took place, the Lord could not count on some people. Where we are we countable? Are we countable? It is the story of God's faithfulness in spite of our weaknesses. Let us desire. We are weak. We go on astray. We do things that are abominable, things that are not okay. But the Lord has given us another opportunity, even to be alive and to appear in this fellowship. The Lord is looking for and for you to be accountable. Many people are anticipating to enter Canaan, but you remember, only a few people. There is your anticipation. There is my anticipation. But the Lord is looking at us. They were counted, but they could not be counted on. It's not about the number. It's not about the tyranny of the number. The Lord does not work with the multitude, but the Lord is ready to work with every soul that is ready to be used of the Lord. Because all of them, they died expect to in the wilderness. The Lord is looking at us. He is calling us at whichever direction He directs you. He wants you to be counted, to be countable. Not about the number, but being that the Lord can depend on you. Can you be given an assignment? Can you be given something? And whoever is giving you, he literally depends on you, that finally by the end of the day it will be done. Where are the Joshuas and the Caribs today? Because only the two guys, you remember the kind of a report that he brought in. Others, they said, don't dare to go that direction. But the two people, and finally by the end of the day, because God does not work with a multitude, their report was okay. Brothers and sisters, let us not match or compare our life with other people. You may be all alone. Remember even those guys that they refused to decline. They declined to worship other gods. Remember what happened to them. But by the end of the day, they were counted. The Lord counted on them, and their God was declared in that land. Don't worry that you are all alone. The Lord God has called you and you have what it takes. Dependability is the word. The Lord is looking for men, even in the political arena, even within our family levels. Who can I depend on here? Things are going haywire. In this church, in that group, in that board that you belong, the Lord wants remnant, somebody that I can count on. The book of Numbers describes the kind of people who can be counted. Can you be counted? Can you rise up to the occasion and declare what you know and what you believe? Remember, you are not here only as a consumer. The Lord wants you also to be a contributor. Wherever you are, we have what it takes. Not only the aspect of being consuming only, there is a whole question of being a contributor. As never before, the church is in need of people whom the Lord can depend on. Even in our church, even in our families, the Lord, His eyes is moving to and fro, looking for men and women that He can count on. Make your life count. Ephesians 1, verse 13 to 21. Can you make your life count wherever you are? Without God, forever at Washila, had an opportunity to come. He has moved to and fro among us. He has done what the Lord has enabled him to do. And the Lord wants to now for him to go and be accountable elsewhere. This life is not fixed. And whoever comes, go. Time come, you come. And the time come that you go. But before we go, it's not a matter of the duration. It's not about the duration. It's the donation that we have given. We have too much cafeteria Christianity. Cafeteria Christianity is that you are seen there, but your impact is not felt. The Lord wants us to rise to the occasion. People with a lot of excuses. The Lord has given you the opportunity to do what you can, and you know that you have the potential, but there are so many excuses. Why is the Lord really like regretting? Remember, like this King Saul, who was given the leadership, and he was the first to be anointed to be the king of the Israelites. But they finally, by the end of the day, the Lord said, I regret why I made you to be the king. Many a times the Lord is looking at us. The Lord is looking at me. When I don't stand to be counted, the Lord may really say, I regret why I put you there. The Lord is looking at us. Allow me to remind you, there is no small service to God. It all matters. Even serving a cup of water is a service. It's all about giving service. And the service to humanity is service to God. May the Almighty God minister to us. May the Almighty God continue to have his ways, living a life that counts for God. Check yourself this week. What is it that have you done that pleases the Almighty? Check within your family. Check where you have gone and where you have some influence. The Lord is in need of men and women that are ready to stand and be counted. It's not about the multitude. It's about that individual spirit that the Lord is looking. Living a life that count for God. Tell your neighbor, be accountable. Dear mighty God, continue to minister to us. Continue to help us to be accountable in all that we do. Being yet at our individual levels, being yet, mighty Father, to the family level. Dear mighty Father, you are looking for men and women that you can count on. Men and women that can rise to the occasion. Men and women that you can depend on, O Lord. We thank you because we have what it takes. Help us, dear mighty Father, to rediscover ourselves and to walk in accordance to your will. For this is a prayer of faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray and believe.